I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And welcome to the DCAU podcast. This week we are covering LEGO DC Superhero Girls Brain Drain.
I have no witty retorts for this one.
It's not worth that much effort.
I'm feeling bitter about it.
Yeah, so this is literally the only thing that kind of differentiates this from any of the other DC Superhero Girls films is, one, it's done in the LEGO computer animation style.
For no reason. There's literally no reason that this needs to be done as a LEGO film.
Maybe the toys had just come out and they were trying to advertise it.
But it's stupid because, like, the kids are the same size as the adults. It's just, and it's, if it was done in proper LEGO style, but it's not, it's done in this kind of, like, mix.
Yeah.
Like, they don't look like the normal animation, but they also don't look like when you watch, like, LEGO movies.
Yeah.
When we watched LEGO Batman ones, and I'm not talking about the LEGO Batman. They've all looked more like LEGO. These have got, like, smooth edges. They don't look at all like LEGO. They just don't look, except for the hands.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the cool sort of LEGO making stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no point to this not being the normal animation. I still think they'd have sold LEGO off this, you know, having LEGO DC Superhero Girls, so.
The only other thing is, it's done half our job for us, because every time there's a stupid plot point, one of the characters points it out.
Yeah.
Which, I don't, it's, I mean, yeah. So, also, this film is 75 minutes long and it doesn't need to be.
Yeah, no, it doesn't need to be. It's just drags on, and I don't know, like, we quite enjoyed the last DC Superhero Girls one, but this has taken me right back to the, I just can't be bothered with it. Like, and again, it's clearly not aimed at us, and I'm,
oh, absolutely.
Everyone I know who's got kids, their kids adore it. It's just, it's really hard, and it's a struggle compared to, like, I'm finding it hard to, like, bounce around between, like, slightly more serious films than this, and then the normal DC Superhero Girls. Like, it was so nice to actually enjoy the last DC Superhero Girls one, and then to come to this, and I'm busier, so, like, fitting it in was very hard this week, but I just kind of, like, resented it, which didn't help.
Yeah.
And then it just didn't, I don't understand why Batgirl has wings. Like, there's lots of weird things. And it's retreading old ground in terms of characterization. And the story wasn't really that great, honestly.
I, for one, I'm quite glad the next film we're doing is Batman vs. Two-Face, which I've not seen, but I've yet to see a bad thing said about it. It's nice to actually go, oh, no, there's a nice thing coming up at least. Because, yeah, so the film starts with, so this film focuses almost exclusively on Wonder Woman, Supergirl, and Batgirl.
Mm-hmm.
They even, because it's like, Poison Ivy is like one of the featured people in the introduction, and then I think she appears once in a scene, in like a dance sequence at the end or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is just following kind of the big three. They
always get a song in.
Yep, they always get a song in. The start of the film is Batgirl, Supergirl, and Wonder Woman in a chase sequence against Bumble and Katana, who inexplicably are breaking into a bank.
It is inexplicable, but it does get explained, so not inexplicable, but inexplicable at the start.
Yeah, and if you don't know that this is a completely out of character move, don't worry, they'll tell you five different times.
At least.
And then, despite the fact that two of the heroes fly, they all drive in the Batvan.
Yes. And they mention that, they're like, but we can fly.
And so, they're doing half our job for us. Which I suppose is a good thing, because it means we can get this episode done quicker, but still. So, They drive into an empty abandoned warehouse and it's full of kryptonites.
Yeah, which is weird.
And we then see Eclipso hiding in the shadows, being evil, talking to Lena Luthor. I can't even be bothered to pretend that this is all a surprise, because the second year of the voice is, oh, it's Lena Luthor, because I've dedicated more than 4 hours of my life to watching these now.
Thanks for that reminder.
I've spent longer watching this than I have watching a lot of other DC properties that I do like, so. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we then randomly cut to Wonder Woman sleeping.
Yeah. Well, it's not randomly, I mean, to tell us that it's a dream.
Yeah. So they're convinced that the opening sequence of this film was a dream.
Yes.
And at first I thought, oh, wait, the other two characters are acting weird. Maybe this is...
Yeah, that's what it wants us to think.
Except they weren't acting weird. This is just bad writing. We then have... So it's the end of year. The yearbook's coming out. The most... The interesting thing that's happening in the school is... The school yearbook's coming out and they're going to be announcing the quote-unquote most likelies, which is like, who's going to be the most likely to succeed? Who's going to be the most likely to... star in a disappointing film. I don't know. Do you know what? I actually hate this more than Batman and Harley Quinn.
I don't know if I do. I don't. This gets a big buy for it not really being aimed at me.
Yeah.
But I can understand why. Like, it's. I mean, well, I wouldn't choose to watch any of them again.
So. Yeah. So. They then notice that a lot of really strange things are happening. Mm-hmm. So they had a pop quiz, except that happened yesterday and they don't remember doing it. Amanda Waller's car is randomly stuck on top of the tower and the amethyst is missing.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to hurt the big three during a dodgeball game.
Yeah.
And... Then we get... So they keep on mentioning yesterday. And then, for reasons, we get a meat and vegetable pie eating contest.
Yeah, who knows why.
And... Which ends up with Harley Quinn throwing a pie, accidentally hitting Amanda Waller. Harley Quinn gets away with it because, oh, no, we expect you to misbehave.
Yeah.
So that means that Harley doesn't get in trouble. We then see that, oh, our three heroes were acting really nastily yesterday.
Really nasty as well.
That they're the ones that stole the amethyst.
Yeah, I wonder if there's anything to do with it.
Yeah, also... I love how there's apparently, so these three were acting really dangerously and doing really bad things. At no point did they actually try and catch them. They just said, can you come into my office and explain?
Yeah.
So they then go to the Batgirl bunker to investigate what's happened.
Batgirl bunker.
Yep.
I know. Sorry, it's just so dumb.
And they decide that what they need to do is look for Bumble and Katana because they all have the same dream. Mm-hmm. We then cut to Lena Luthor talking to Bumble and Katana.
Yeah.
They want some... So Lena Luthor wants the diamonds for some reason.
Yeah. They're very important. Everyone, who doesn't want diamonds?
To be fair, yeah. They then say, oh, I hid the diamonds in my hidden hiding spot in my room, surrounded by superheroes. And it turns out that Harley knows how to open this hiding spot, so it's completely worthless. Bumble then attacks the trio as they find the stolen jewels, uses gas, which Supergirl then swallows, and then does the world's biggest belch. Because this is the second film in a row where we've had a massive gag hinging on bodily functions.
Yeah, right.
And as the trio leaves, Amanda Waller arrives and she has hypno eyes.
Yeah, which is great.
So, we get another chase sequence. After which, the three heroes decide to go to the two locations that they stopped yesterday, because they have trackers.
Of course.
So they first go to the Hero Ball Arena.
I don't know who funds this school, but they got a lot of money.
I mean, they're an American school. Of course they overinvest in sports.
I don't know if that's the case in most American schools. There's not a lot of investment in them, full stop.
I suppose I'm more thinking the universities, to be fair.
Yeah.
So, when they arrive to the Hero Ball Arena, there are three female Furies waiting for them.
Of course there are.
Which are Artemis, Lashana, and Mad Harriet, who are three that appeared in previous films.
Yeah, we've seen them before.
So we get a game of Hero Ball, which has no ball.
And is not great.
And it's not great, and the rules... Somehow, the rules don't even make sense in this two-minute sequence. It's like, at first, it's like, oh, if you put... So you have to try and grab a dummy and throw it into a net. And it's normally 25 points, but somehow you can sometimes get negative points.
I can't believe you even, paid any attention to this game.
And the last throw of the dice, they get 100 points. And then it turns out that the reason that they were playing Hero Ball is to get a Muller box.
Because that's all anybody ever wants to grab, right? Mother boxes.
And then the Furies then go to Lena Luthor. And despite the fact that Lena Luthor is working with them, they had to give... So they deliberately lost to get... so that they could then give our trio a Muller box. Even though they're working with Lena, so they could just have given her a Muller box.
It makes no sense.
So, meanwhile, our main three figure out that they need to go to LexCorp.
It's always a good bet.
They then have to try and pretend that they are hypnotized, which they fail at, because what's happening is Lena Luthor is modifying the diamonds, and then Eclipso is casting magic on them, and then they're put into the back of people's heads, which means that they then are possessed.
Yeah, get that? They didn't find just somebody who's a hypnotist.
Yeah. And it turns out that Lena Luthor has the amethyst.
Of course.
And we get a chase sequence with Batgirl chasing Lena as Supergirl, who's acting drunk, and Wonder Woman fight a giant kryptonite monster.
It's not even that interesting. It's just I don't know.
Yeah. So Lena gets away. They figure out that the villains must want to make a gateway to Gemworld. And Grodd Gorilla Grodd remembers that he exists, and he appears and says, yes, can you... Because, again, instead of, like, forcibly grabbing these three heroes who they outnumber, they ask them calmly to join them. So the three then have a fight with mind-controlled Wildcat, Grodd, Parasite, Waller, and Crypto the Superdog.
I liked Crypto. It's always
nice to see Crypto. Crypto was nice. It was nice to see Crypto.
It's always nice to see him. We've got to give him a little thumbs up.
And Eclipso and Lena have given away their plan whilst this is happening. And it turns out that they need to fly up to the moon, to the palace that's rebuilt itself. Because Eclipso is going to use the Amethyst and a Muller box to teleport into Gemworld.
It's so ridiculous.
And also, Lena at this point is told, oh yeah, when we do this, by the way, it'll destroy the Earth. And the reason Lena's doing this is so that she can rule the world.
Yeah, so kind of pointless plan, again. Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, Wonder Woman has an invisible jet that has an air bubble around it, which we have to establish, because they then fly to the moon.
Of course they do. Once again, of course they do.
And the party end up in the palace, in the catacombs. Batgirl fights Bumble, Wonder Woman fights Katana, and Supergirl and the Flash fight. Mm-hmm. They arrive just as Eclipse is activating the Mullerbox. I love how I am just going to just F it, go through it as quickly as possible.
I mean, like, yeah, really?
So Wonder Woman's still trying to reach out to Lena. When the gem activates, Eclipso suddenly becomes, she moves up a size class from medium to large. Wonder Woman uses the Lasso of Truth to make Lena tell her of an override for the gem. But Eclipso then throws all three heroes into depowering pods.
Which is, that's a pretty good thing to do. Like, that makes sense.
That's logical, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And to this point, Batgirl goes, oh, but my powers, I have no powers, so fine, I'll just hack it anyway.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So Eclipso, at some point, has got this magic staff that's really powerful. Mm-hmm. Lena ends up teaming up with the three to defeat Eclipso.
Because that tends to be how these things work. It's like, you all, you know, fight a bit, gang up a bit when you get a worse thing, you know.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah.
And then... randomly, after that, Lena joins Eclipso as she escapes through a singularity. And the palace is destroyed and blown up, whilst our free men guys save the heroes that were in the palace. The singularity just seal up once it's ate the palace. It doesn't keep going.
Yeah.
You know, like an actual singularity would. That's how little I care. I've not even silenced my phone. The team then arrives, goes, oh, none of the diamonds will work now. So everyone will just think that today was just a dream.
It's so crazy.
So... yeah, because no one will notice 2 days have gone missing. But on the plus side, Crypto's cured.
Yes, that's that. I was very happy because then he gets barky and happy, and that's always good.
It then turns out, because the reason that Harley wasn't getting on with the team is because they leaked a video of her singing, and that went viral, whilst the ones that Harley released didn't, and she was upset.
Which is crazy.
But Harley now has a recording demo.
Yes, because it got 10 million views.
Yes. And the film ends with a gig for Opposite Direction, which is basically them singing the main theme song.
Yes.
Which is fairly catchy.
It's fairly catchy because we've heard it so often. Yeah, it was fine.
Yep. So, at this point, they remember, oh yeah, Poison Ivy was in the intro sequence, as was, I think, one of the, like, Killer Frost or someone like that as well. So they show up in the dance sequence. We do get a post-credit scene.
Yeah, I kind of skimmed the post-credit scene. It wasn't interesting.
Yeah, Eclipso and Lena are stuck between dimensions, but Eclipso has a ship. Not that this goes anywhere, because I think there's one film left and it doesn't tie into any of this.
Oh, wow.
And it's also randomly a Lego film.
Of course it is. Like, why wouldn't it be? And then they're just... Oh, it just gets me angry. Sorry, there's just, like, no need for it to be a Lego film.
Yep. Absolutely not.
And I don't think it adds to it. Like I said, it annoyed me because, like, they're the size of Waller. And they don't look like Lego. I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like a weird animation style. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that is DC... Lego DC Superhero Girls Brain Drain, which manages to be both the worst Lego movie and the worst DC Superhero Girls film. And yay! Next time we're doing Batman vs. Two-Face. Please, Adam West, rescue us.
Oh my god, that you've come a long way in your Adam West appreciation.
I know! And I hate it.
You don't.
I know I don't. But it is. It's like, literally, it's just... It's eaten away at me. And I was like, do you know what? Fine.
Funny.
Actually, because the next one after that is another kind of slightly kind of more younger aimed campy thing, which is a crossover between Scooby-Doo and Batman the Brave and the Bold.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Which, yeah, that sounds fun. Then we've got Gotham by Gaslight.
Could be alright, but you said it's nothing like the...
It's nothing like... The only thing it shares in common with the comic book is it's steampunk Batman, and he's facing off against, quote-unquote, Jack the Ripper.
Okay, well, that could still be fun. I mean, like, potential.
Oh, no, I love the film. I really love the film, because it does a few things that I wasn't expecting it to do. I just kind of go... Yes, but you could have animated like a Mike Mignola comic book. And you chose
to. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, fair.
We've also got Suicide Squad Hell to Pay, which again is... I have to say, after the last two films that we've done that have been quite dire, I am actually quite looking forward to a lot of these.
Just because they've been dire.
Not just because they've been done, but I'm actually like, no, I've seen a couple of these and liked them, so that's fine. And just to get five on the board, the next film we've got coming up after that is another Lego DC comic superhero film.
Okay.
And it's The Flash.
Okay.
Which... Now, this film is quite long, because it's 78 minutes. Oh. But, I believe...
Yeah.
I'm just having a quick look. It's a Flash story that doesn't do Flashpoint!
Oh, my lord.
Oh, my... We finally have something involving Flash that's not Flashpoint. Yay! Okay, fine. Yeah, I'm excited for this now as well.
Okay, yeah, that should be fun, actually.
So that's the next five films we've got coming up. And, yeah, so, have you appeared in any other podcasts recently?
Probably not since we last recorded, but I think we're doing an Iron Fist one soon, so let's say Iron Fist, and I haven't managed to make any Moon Knight ones recently.
Yeah. So, also, I'm still doing the Rise of the Robots podcast, which we're now going on to do. We're currently doing Robot Wars Revealed, which is a TV show that's been missing for 20 years. It originally came out as basically a companion piece to the second series of Robot Wars, but no one had been able to find copies of it for 20 years. And the website that I directed you to watch the World Championship,
yeah,
they managed to get hold of that series. So we've been discussing that and just going, oh yeah, that's how bad the robots were in series 2.
That's quite funny.
Plus, it's also amazing how many people, when they have a 80-kilo death machine covered in spikes, decide, I want to sit on top of that thing and drive around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's all what's coming up in the near future. So, thank you very much for joining us for this. I'm assuming once editing happens, very short episode.
Sorry.
No, we'll do it's better fine. Next time. Oh no, we will definitely. There is no way we are spending less than half an hour talking about Adam West Batman.
Yeah, no. There's no way. I love.
Sorry, that. Adam West and William Shatner.
Oh, that's less good, but that's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. We're back.
Yes, thank you, and we'll speak to you again, and we'll hopefully enjoy the next one more.
Thank you for listening to the DCAU podcast. You can follow us on social media. We are at DCAU podcast on Twitter. Or you can email in to us with either feedback on our show or on the movies we're about to watch at DCAUpodcast@yahoo.com. The DCAU podcast is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. Thank you for listening.